We're starting, today's Blood Adap Nun Beis, and we're starting on the top line. We learned yesterday briefly about Pasa Baba Kisna. So the Gemara continues with that sugya. Rav Huna Ochot Laisa Rifta. Rav Huna ate 13 breads, 13 Pasa Baba Kisnans. Bnei Tlosa Tlosa Bakaba. Each one weighed 3 kav. V'loy baruch. He didn't make a bracha. Of course, it doesn't mean he didn't make a bracha. He made a bracha, but he didn't say hamoitzi and berachas hamazon. He said, I'm a zaymus. Omle Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman told him, ade kafna. The amount that you ate is testimony. Ad is from Lashon Edis. It's testimony that kafna, you were hungry. Otherwise, you would have eaten so much. Al kol shachem konvel of suda. Therefore, Allah, he told him, was that any time you eat this kind of Pasa Baba Kisnin to the degree that somebody would make this into a meal, Sarach Levarach. You have to make Hamoitzi and you have to say Birch Samazim. Let's just learn a few more lines and then we'll talk Halach Lamaisa. Rav Yehuda Ab Osek Leila Brei Bei Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva. Rav Yehuda was marrying off his son to the daughter of Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva. Eisel kamai pasa baba kisnin, so they gave him at the wedding meal pasa baba kisnin. Ka'osin kasu, when people came to the wedding, shaminu they heard him saying, become a varach hamoitzi, that he was making a bracha hamoitzi. Omle might tzitzi the kashimana. What's this language, the tzaddik sound, which sounds like hamoitzi? Dilma hamoitzi lechem na'aretz kama virchsu. Perhaps are you making a bracha of hamoitzi? Amlay in. So he says, yes, actually I was making hamoitzi. The Tanya, Ramuna Oyma Mishum Rav Yehuda, Pasa Baba Kisnin. I know the Psak of Ramuna that said the Pasa Baba Kisnin, Mavarchal of hamoitzi, that you make a hamoitzi on it. Vav Mishmul, and Shmuel taught us, Halach Ramuna, that's the halacha. So that's why I was making the hamoitzi, because I knew Rav Muna's ruling, which Shmuel corroborated. Amalai, so he told him, "Ein halacha k'Ramuna itma." That the halacha is not like Ramuna. The halacha is that you don't make hamoitzi and pass the bar kisnin. Amalai, v'amahu da am mishmei de Shmuel. Aren't you the one that said the name of Shmuel? Lachmonios. Lachmonios here don't mean rolls. They mean also a type of pass the bar kisnin. Ma'arvin behen to be used for a ruvit tchumim and a ruvit chetzeris, and you're supposed to use bread for a ruvit chetzeris. And furthermore, on varach lehamoitzi, and you want to make hamoitzi on it. So you see that on this type of pasa baba kisnin you do make. And for the Gemara, shani hasan, as we started the shiur today, so the sayu layu, since he was kaveya suda, so even though the pasa baba kisnin, that's when you make hamoitzi. Aval hecha the loy kaveya suda salayu, where you don't have a kaveya suda, you loy. You don't make a hamoitzi on pasa baba kisnin. So let's just analyze this Gemara a little. The first thing is we have to know what Tosfos tells us. Tosfos says that we're obviously talking about Pasa Baba Kisnin and only Pasa Baba Kisnin. When we're talking something like porridge, oatmeal, farina, there's no question, no matter how much you eat of it, you have to only make a mezonos. The question here is about Pasa Baba Kisnin. So the first question is, what is Pasa Baba Kisnin? What did the Rishonim say is Pasa Baba Kisnin? So there are three shittas in the Rishonim. One sheet in Rishonim is kisnin means a packet. So it's like a pita bread that they filled up with different types of fruits or vegetables and they baked it that way in the oven. That's one definition of Pasa Baba Kisnin. Another definition of Pasa Baba Kisnin is that in the dough itself, the dough is not pure flour and water and yeast. They have other ingredients in the dough. And a third definition of Pasa Baba Kisnin is keichin yuvashin. Keichin yuvashin means dried dough. The best example would probably be like a flatbread or possibly a matzah. So the first question that the Beis Yosef asks, the Bach talks about it, is since we have a shaila, what is Pasa Baba Kisnin? And if you hold one way, presumably you don't hold another way. So you're always going to have a shaila, what bracha to make? Do you make hamoitzi? Do you make a mezonos? And that's why the Bach says, interestingly enough, that he was makbid, the Pasa Baba Kisnin, he always ate only during a meal. When he knew he started the meal with hamoitzi, and you can't go wrong. That's what the Bach says. But the Beis Yosef, and we know Al Gemara doesn't seem to say that, because Al Gemara doesn't say, eat Pasa Baba Kisnin only during a meal. So, the Beis Yosef, the few trutzim. The Taz says that when do we say that you make that when do we say that hamotzi we learned earlier is a maila? Because Chazal said that on bread you can make a hamotzi because of its specialty, but it's not that it has to be bread. So therefore, he says the Taz that in Pas Baba Kisnan, the special significance that Chazal gave to bread, they didn't give to Pasa Baba Kisnan, and they said that on Pasa Baba Kisnan make a mezonos. Another teretz, which is very similar to that teretz, is that b'dieved on any hamotzi you could be yotze with a mezonos. So since you have a shalva, Pasa Baba Kisnan is just make a mezonos and you can't go wrong. A third teretz that the Maisa Nisim says in the Agada is that these three shitas of what Pasa Baba Kisnan is not that they're arguing. Each shita agrees with the other shita. So since each shita agrees with the other shita, Pasa Baba Kisnan is always, she can't go wrong. So what is the halacha? So we said, the Pasa Baba Kisnan, you have to make mezainis unless you kavei a suda. So the first question is, when you're dealing with an item that's Pasa Baba Kisnan, do you have to eat it b'kadei achilas pras? That means in the time of 3 to 9 minutes that it should be considered kavei a suda. Or even if you're eating it as you go on through a meal, as long as you're eating it with a meal and you kavei a suda, you have to make a hamotzi. So the Chibina Rav already talks about the shayla, and the Chibina Rav said that it's no different than bread. Just like by bread, you make a hamotzi and you say berachas hamazon, even if you didn't eat up a kazayis of bread in the kadei achilas pras, as long as you ate a kazayis bread, the same thing is Pasa Baba Kisnan. So you don't ever have a het on Pasa Baba Kisnan, the fact that you didn't eat it up with Chdei Achilas Pras. There are other Achronim that disagree, but in Halach it seems that you don't have to eat it up with Chdei Achilas Pras. So if so, that you have a Pasa Baba Kisnan, if you eat it with a meal, so we talk about the famous case, what's the most common case of Pasa Baba Kisnan that people talk about nowadays, the Mezonos roll and Mezonos bread. It's very hard, because if you're eating it in a meal, that means you come to a wedding, and people don't want to wash, so they serve the mezonos bread. Even if you'll say it's mezonos bread, and we'll talk about it in a moment if it fits the category of Pasa Baba Kisnan, but if you're eating it as part of a meal, and you're kavei suda by the meal, that won't help you. You will still have to make a hamotzi and birchas hamazon. Furthermore, a Moshe says in the Tshuvas, in the Gris Moshe, b'chiddush. The Gris Moshe says that even on sponge cake, let's say a person comes to a meal, to chasna, and he doesn't eat this mezonos bread, he doesn't eat any bread, he doesn't want to wash, he doesn't want to have any problems with washing or benching. But there's cake on the table, and he eats the cake along with the meal, just he eats. And also, if the cake may be Pasa Baba Kisnan, if you eat it together with the meal, if it's mitzarf to the shir, and you may have a problem. Now, are these mezonos breads, let's say you're not kavei a suda. So if you're kavei a suda, there's certainly no heter on what's called the mezonos bread. What about if you're not kavei suda? Is there a heter for mezonos bread? So the heter that they want to use is that they don't make these mezonos breads with flour and water. They use apple juice. Or some places may use milk. But milk, you have a problem because you can't make dairy bread. So they use apple juice. So firstly, there's a machlokes ha'achronim. If you have to use only apple juice, or if to have water in it too. From the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma that you have to use only apple juice. That means if you're going to be using an apple juice concentrate where you reconstitute the apple juice with water, or you don't want to use pure apple juice, you want to mix some water into it, you wouldn't have a heter. Other achroinim say that it's enough if you have a majority of apple juice, it's enough. But now you have a problem. Let's say you used only apple juice, but it still looks like bread. So many achroinim hold that if it looks like bread and it tastes like bread, then you have no heter or mezonos rolls. The Masham, famous Masham, the Masham says, he's the makel. He says that even if it looks like bread, but if it tastes not like bread, that means if you could tell the difference in taste between a mezonos bagel, what's called a mezonos bagel, and what's not a mezonos bagel, then even though it looks like bread, it could still be a mezonos. But again, many poskim disagree with that. And many poskim say the fact that it looks like bread, and certainly if it tastes like bread, the taste, you know, varies, because there's another thing I saw from Rabbi Yosher. Rabbi Yosher says, interesting, let's say you made something out of pure apple juice. But they don't want, you don't want bread that tastes like cake. You don't want a roll that tastes like cake. So what you do is you'll put in salt, and the salt will take away the sweetness. Then you'll have a problem, even if you use pure apple juice. And certainly, if you kaveh a suda, that means if you make yourself a sandwich, but instead of using a regular roll, you'll use one of these mezainous rolls, and that's what you'll eat for breakfast, for lunch, for supper, whatever. The Gemara says beferish that if you kaveh a suda, you have to make amoytzi. Moreover, let's say you started the meal without bidayah to eat as a kaveh suda, and then you change your mind and you kaveh a suda, you would have to make a moitzi. You would certainly have to wash and probably make a moitzi even in the middle of the meal. The one shaila that's left to talk about is pizza. Pizza may be considered passable by kistin. So there's a famous tshuva for Ramosha. Everybody knows the tshuva for Ramosha. Ramosha says that one pizza is not a kaviya suda, but two slices of pizza are considered kaviya suda, and that's what Ramosha said, that on two slices you should make a hamoitzi and wash, on one slice not. There are many paiskim that say it's very hard to make a rule. By some people, one slice is more than enough, and by some people, two slices is nothing. See, it's hard to make. Rabbi Yosher and Shlomo Zalman Orbach both said it's very hard to make it into a hard and fast rule that it depends on how many slices you eat. The question is, the pizza dough that you begin with, there's two ways of making pizza dough. Some people make the pizza dough a regular bread dough. It's flour and water. Just instead of baking it and letting it rise into a bread, they put on it cheese and tomato sauce, whatever other ingredients, and they bake it immediately before it rises. But that's one way of making a pizza dough. Another way of making a pizza dough is taking into the dough and immediately putting into it only apple juice or other ingredients. So if you start with a pizza dough that doesn't have in it water, so there you could start questioning it maybe passable by kisnin, and then you start thinking about it being kaviya suda or not. But if you start with a real dough and you just apply on top of it other ingredients, it may not be passable by kisnin, because you already started off with a real dough and nothing could change that. The last shaila is like this. We could talk about it more, but there's not really time. And that's kechim yuvashim. We said the Rambam says that what's passable by kisnim, dried flour and water, dry dough, which the best example and it's appropriate time to say would be matzah. So the question is, why do you make a hamotzi on matzah? You should make a mezonos on matzah. So on Pesach, all the achronim say the reason you make a mezonos is because since the Torah tells us on Pesach to eat matzah, that becomes the bread of Pesach. The lechem of Pesach is matzah. And therefore, since the Torah said that that's the lechem, a lechem, you made a moitzi. But what about the whole year? So the truth is, you look in the Steichemet, and he quotes, and I think that's the minute by many Sfaradim, that a matzah during the year, they make a mezainis. They don't make a moitzi. That's called rikikin. It's called passable bekistin, keichem yiveishim. It's like crackers. We do make our matzah hamotzi, because our price can say, since you start off, it's similar to what I just said about the pizza, since you start off with a real dough, a flour and water, even though afterwards you bake it to such a degree where it becomes like a cracker, but since you started off with a real dough, that's why you would make hamotzi, and that's our minik. Continues the Gemara. Rapapa ikla lebe rafuna. Rapapa came to Rafuna's home, bereid Rav Nosson. Bas the gamma said the when they finished the meal, they had already finished the meal. Asal kamei midel mechel. They brought him something more to eat. Shokel Rapapa v'kach. So Rapapa went and ate it. Amalei le'sovim amar. So they told him, don't you agree what we learned? That gomar, once you finish eating, asam lechel, you're not allowed to eat. And most Rishonim explain, you're not allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat without making a new bracha. Because once you finished, once you decided that the meal ends, if you want to eat again, you have to make a new hamotzi. That's how we'll learn the Gemara. Amala silikitmar. When is the halacha that you have that the meal is considered finished? Only if it was silik. Silik means that they removed the table. So the Rishonim explained that the way they ate was that each person in front of them had like a little table. They didn't eat by one large table. Each one of them had a little table. And when they removed the small, when they finished the meal, they removed the small table. So once you remove the small table, it's considered that the meal is over. And once the meal is over, you have to, if you want to eat again, you have to make a new bracha. Tosis asks, A very interesting question. We know that the halacha is that during Birchas Hamazon you're supposed to have bread on the table. So if they take away the table, where's the bread? So Taisa says that they used to keep one table in place. They kept only one table in front of the person who benched, and that person had bread on his little table. But of course Taisa says you should keep bread on the table for benching. Rava Razer Ikla Be Resh Glusa. Rava Razer came to Resh Glusa's home. The boss was asleep with Tak Kamayu. After they finished the meal, Shadrulai Ristin of Resh Glusa. They sent him a portion of food from Resh Glusa. Rava Ochel. Rava ate without making a new bracha. Rav Zera Lai Ochel. And Rav Zera did not eat. Omlei Lai Savala Mar. Didn't you just learn, Silek, that once you take away the small table, you finished eating, Os Malachal, you can't eat again without making a bracha. Omlei Anan Atak the Resh Glusa Samachinen. We rely on the portions of Resh Glusa. That means we are not the Balabatim in our house. We know that the Balabatim, the real owner, the real boss, is the Resh Glusa. So when he says the meal is over, it's over. When he says that, until he says so, it's not over. And that's why the halacha is, and Tosfos says this, a few halachas that are very negayah, that if you're sitting by a table and one of the guests says the meal is over, it doesn't mean anything. Because since he's not the boss, he's the guest here, so he doesn't have his saying it, it doesn't mean anything. Furthermore, Tosfos says, it could happen. Let's say you're sitting by the Seder, and you say, let's bench. And then you realize you didn't eat afikoyman. Would you have to make a new bracha? Is it considered the end of the meal? So Tosfos says, of course not, because since the halacha is that you're supposed to eat afikoyman, so when we say it, it's obviously an error, it's like a taka de resh galusa, and you would not make a new bracha. Interestingly, Tosfos speaks about a shayla, what happens if you're already benched and you already drank the third kais, and then you realize you didn't drink afikoyman, are you allowed to eat afikoyman then? It's interesting, shayla. For Tosfos it's mashma, it's too late. Mishnah Berurah also, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishnah Berurah says you probably would be allowed to eat the afikoyman even at that point. The question is, would you have to drink over the third kais, or should you not drink over the third kais? You probably shouldn't. That is a shayla which the Gemara doesn't discuss, which is the most simple shayla. What happens if somebody says, somebody's the balabas, and he says, the meal is over. And then his wife brings out something more to eat. So who's the boss?
The
what? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that the wife is the one that runs the meal, and when she says the meal is over, the meal is over. And until then, even if you said the meal is over, the meal is not over. Both the Marsham and the Betzela Chochma say no. That otherwise they said the Gemara would have said that. Why did the Gemara have to find a case of Ataka the Resh Galusa, that the Resh Galusa sent them a portion? Should have said the wife sent them a portion. So that's why the Masham and the Betzela Chacham both say that if the Balbos says the meal is over, even if his wife afterwards sends something else out from the kitchen and says the meal is not over, you would have to make a new bracha. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav, Haragel B'Shemen. Many people in those times had a minig that they used to wash their hands, they used to anoint their hands with oil when the meal was over. So Shem Makfer, until he washes his hands with the oil, the meal is not considered over. Amar Rashi, Kavina Be'Rav Kahana. We're going to talk about Rabbi Akron in a minute. Amar Rashi, Kavina Be'Rav Kahana, Amalon, Kigoy Anan, like us, the Regina B'Mishka, that our minig is to anoint our hands with oil, Mishka Makfalan, the meal is considered not over until you wash the oil. Says the Gemara, Les Helchus Kohanim Shmatza. The halach is not like what we just learned. What is the end of the meal? Al-Kihad Amar Rav Chivar Ashi Amar Rav. Shlosh Tekifa saying, the three things that have to happen, one immediately after the other. Take the smicha shchita. We know that when somebody brought a carbon, first the owner had to lean on top of the animal, put his hands on top of the animal, and then they shechted it. So the shchita should take place immediately after the smicha. Take of gulut fil. This is what we learned at the beginning of the sechta. That right after we say Gaul Yisrael, right away should start Shemoneh Esrei. That's what our halacha we spoke about was, that we finish saying Gaul Yisrael either together with the Baal Tefillah, or the Baal Tefillah doesn't say Gaul Yisrael out loud, so you shouldn't interrupt between Gaul Yisrael and the Shemoneh Esrei with the Omen. And take the Tilas Yadayim, Brocha. Right after you wash Mayim Achroinim, you should immediately say Berachas Hamazon. And that's what we're saying, considered the end of the meal. The end of the meal is considered Mayim Achroinim. That's how Tosfos learns. Amar Abaya, so says Abaya, Af Anan Noimer. We will also say one more thing that should happen immediately. Take of a Talmid Chachamim, as soon as somebody is Makar V'Talmid Chachamim, as somebody treats a Talmid Chachamim right, Bracha. He brings upon himself Bracha. Where do we see this? Shinemar, Lovin said to Yaakov, V'yirocheini Hashem, Hashem bless me b'glolecha, because of you. V'bayi Seyma, Mihocha Shinemar, V'yivarach Hashem as Beis HaMitzri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the home of the Mitzri, B'glal Yosef. And the Mepharshim say, what was wrong with the Pasuk by Yaakov? Because the Pasuk says that Lovin said, Nichashti, I did some nachash, I did some investigation. So obviously it didn't happen immediately. If it would have happened immediately, he wouldn't have done an investigation. That's why he bring the Pasuk, V'yivarach Hashem as Beis HaMitzri, as soon as Yosef came in, right away, the bracha came. So the Halach L'maisa is like this. As soon as somebody washes Mayim Achroinim, he should immediately say Brichas Hamazon. L'chatchila, after somebody washes Mayim Achroinim, he should not eat anymore, he should bench. If somebody, however, said Havlam V'Nevarach, if not a guest, but the Balabas said Havlam V'Nevarach, let's end the meal. So if you want to eat afterwards, you may eat afterwards, but you have to make a new bracha. As far as you have to make a new Hamaitzi, but you don't have to make separate Brichas Hamazon. The Brichas Hamazon at the end will work on both. About washing your hands, you wash your hands but without an Atil Shadayim. You wash again, but don't make an Atil Shadayim. In terms of a Mayim Achroinim, it's Machloikis. If somebody washes Mayim Achroinim and then decides he wants to eat, may he eat without, should he eat? We're making he certainly has to make a new bracha. Should he eat and then bench at the end, or should he bench and then eat again? It's Machloikis. It seems that the minig is that he should make a bracha and eat and then bench only once instead of benching twice. That's the terms of that. There are Rishonim that say that Tekel Natil Shadayim Bracha is not referring to Mayim Achroinim, it's referring to Mayim Rishonim. That as soon as you wash your hands, you should right away make Hamoitzi. And the Shulchan Aruch says the Shir is Chof Beis Amo, the amount of time it takes to walk 22 Amos, which is not a lot. 22 Amos is about 40 feet. That's the Shir. So we know that a lot of people wash, especially Friday night or by Shabbos Suda, and they wait for the rest of the family to wash. How could they wait? It's a hefsek. The answer is because since it's tzarich suda, you're waiting for the other people to wash, they should be able to eat. It's not considered a hefsek. Continues the Mishnah. Birach al yayin shlifnei hamazon. Their minig was that they used to eat, to drink wine before the meal, and they used to drink wine at the end of the meal. Says the Mishnah, Birach al yayin shlifnei hamazon. If somebody makes a bracha bar priya gofer on the wine before the meal, potas al yayin shlach hamazon. That works for the wine that you're going to eat. Drink at the end of the meal. Berach al papyrus lefnei mazon. So the machlokes, what papyrus are. The simplest way is like Rashi. They used to have an appetizer. Either it was a partridge meat or fish. So they used to have this at the beginning of the meal, and then they had it again for dessert. So again, the halacha is, the bracha during the meal won't work for that, because it goes back to the Gemara we learned over the weekend, because it's not really part of the Suda, and food that's not really part of the Suda, you have to make it on Bruch. However, Birach al Papyrus Shlafnei Mazon, Pater as a Papyrus Shlachem Mazon. Birach al Pas, but if once he makes Hamboitzi, Pater as a Papyrus. It certainly works on these things. Al Papyrus, but if he makes a Bruch on the Papyrus, Lloyd Pater as a Pas, it doesn't take away the Hamboitzi. That's why Tosfos doesn't like to say that a papyrus means fish or meat. Because how can we say that the bracha on fish or meat should work on pas? That's why Tosfos learns a papyrus with some sort of porridge, which is a mezainis. And the Mishnah is teaching us that a hamotzi will cover a mezainis. But a mezainis will not cover a hamotzi. B'shamayim afla ma'iskadari. We'll talk about this soon in the Gemara. Hay yoshvim. If people were sitting around at the table, ka'ach mevarach la'atzmai. Everybody has to make his own individual bracha. But if they ate in a reclining fashion, so that means that they were kovei, that we're all going to eat together, then the halacha is ech mevarach kolon, one person makes a bracha for all of them. So Tosfos immediately says, that was in those days, that by a chash v'suda, they sat in a reclining fashion. So it's not considered that we're all sitting together until they're meisiv. However, says Tosfos nowadays, that we don't normally sit Baseba, we don't sit by reclining. As soon as we all sit down to a meal, that's already considered that we're meisiv together, that one person can make a bracha on behalf of all of us. Continues the Mishnah. Balam yayin b'taych hamazon. If they got wine during the meal, words, it wasn't that they drank wine before the meal. They drank wine only during the meal. It's dalocha kolach vechav mbarach l'atzma. Everybody has to make their own bracha. We'll explain that tomorrow. Acham wasn't, but if they were finished the meal and now they got an after dinner drink, is dalocha echem mbarach l'kulam, one person can make a bracha for all of them. Says the Mishnah, v'hu oymer al mugmer. The same person who makes the bracha on the wine also makes the mugmer. Mugmer is incense. Their minig was that at the end of the meal they used to bring incense to the table, and that incense they made a borei atzib psalm, minim psalmim. That's tomorrow's gemara. Also, what the exact bracha was. The person who makes the bracha on the wine is also the person who breaks the bracha on the mugmer. Even though the mugma is only brought at the end of the meal. So there are two ways of learning this. One way of learning is that the person who made the bracha on the wine before the meal, and then you have the whole meal in between, that same person should make the bracha on the mugma, even though it's a while later. Another pshat is like this. The wine, sometimes, the wine they drank before benching. The mugma they only took after benching. And even though you have benching interrupting between the wine and the mugmer, still the same person who makes the bracha on the wine should also be the person to make the bracha on the mugmer. Amar Rav Abachan, Amar Biyotran. Loishanu, this halacha that we learned, that if you make a bracha on wine before the meal, works on the wine for the whole meal, is El B'Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's only a Shabbos and Yom Tov meal. Why? Hayu v'adam kavei sudas al yayin. The minig is that a person will drink wine during a Shabbos and Yom Tov meal. Where it's not natural, it's not expected to drink wine. So even if you took a cup of wine before the meal, you're not necessarily expecting to drink wine during the meal. So therefore, bevaracha kais for kais, on every kais that you get that you don't expect the next one, you have to make a new bracha. If menami, Amar Rabba bar Meri, Amar Shuba Levi. Loi shana ol b'shavs v'yom tovim, only shavs v'yom tovim, or b'shash adam yotzim beis amerchutz, when a person leaves the bathhouse, or b'shash because it's done when people have bloodletting. Then the minig was that they drank a lot of wine. So since, hoyo v'adam kaveis dos ol yayin, you make one bracha at the beginning of the meal, or even before the meal, and that bracha, bari priya gofen, works for all the wine you're going to drink. Al b'shayim ha'shana, the rest of the year, daloch is mevarach kais for kais, because you expect every kais is a new bracha because you didn't expect it. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Bamari ikla bei Rava b'chol. Rabbi Bamari came to Rava's home during the week. Chazia the baruch lefnei amazon. He saw that he made a bracha on wine that he ate before the meal. V'had the baruch lachamazon. And then, even though he got another cup of wine when he finished eating, and our Mishnah said that the bracha that you make on the wine at the before the meal works for the wine after the meal, here it wasn't. Amla Yasher said you did the right thing. V'ken amr Rabbi Shuban Levi. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef ikla by Abaye b'yontif. Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef came to Abaye's house in yontif. Chazi the baruch hakos v'kosa. Even though it was a yontif meal, and we said on yontif, you do make a bracha. Here he made a bracha on every wine. Don't you remember what Rabbi Shuban Levi said, that in a yontif meal, in a Shabbos meal, you do make only one bracha? I always change my mind. That means, after I drank the first cup of wine, I thought that I'm not drinking any more wine. Since I didn't think I'm going to drink any more wine, when I changed my mind to drink a new cup, I had to make a new bracha. So let's talk halacha l'maisa, because it's very nice we can put together the sugya of Amud Aleph and the sugya of Amud Beis. If somebody comes to meal on Shabbos and Yom Tov specifically, and he makes gets a cup of wine and he makes a bari priya gofen, and he's a guest, would he have to make a new bracha or not? So halacha is he doesn't have to make a new bracha. Why? Because anan attack the baal bayis and chinen. We rely on the baal bayis. Whatever the baal bayis is going to serve, that's what I'm relying on. So when I make the bracha, the baal bayis may give me more wine. So therefore, I don't have to make a new bracha. On the other hand, let's say I am the baal bayis. So if I'm expecting to drink more cups of wine, even if the bottle of wine isn't on the table, whether it's during the week or whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, I don't have to make another bracha. If I don't expect to drink more cups of wine, and then I change my mind that I do want to drink wine, so during the week for sure you have to make a bracha. On Shabbos you probably wouldn't, because it's expected that Shabbos you would possibly take more drinks of wine. Then I saw a very interesting psak halacha from Rav Zilberstein. And it also goes back to the Gemara we learned over the weekend, so it's very nice. We learned that let's say you had a bowl of fruit, apples and grapes. Which bracha do you make? What should you take first? You should make a bracha on grapes, because grapes is min Zion. It's from the Zion Aminim. Let's say we also learned that you don't want to eat grapes. So you have a bowl of apple and grapes, but you don't want to eat grapes. So if you make a bracha on the apple, fine. If you change your mind afterwards and you decide to eat grape, you would have to make a new bracha on the grape. Why would you have to make a new bracha on the grape? Because you didn't want to eat the grapes. What's the raya you didn't want to eat the grape? Because if you wanted to eat the grape, you should have made the bracha on it first. So then you would have to make a new bracha on the grape. Unless you had a mind that you want to eat the grape, you just don't know the halacha because you don't learn on Shabbos. Now, what is going to be the halacha if you're a guest? And now they brought you... So certainly if you're a guest, and they brought you out only apples. They didn't bring out grapes. And you make a bracha bar priyat on the apple, and then they bring out grapes. You certainly don't have to make a new bracha on the grape. Why? Because you're relying on the balabas. You don't know what the balabas is still going to bring out. But since you completely rely on the balabas, you wouldn't have to make a new bracha on the grape. What happens, but they did bring out the fruit bowl. So I'm not the balabas here. I'm the guest here. And there's a fruit bowl here. And I decide that I don't want to eat grapes. I only want to eat apple. And I make a bracha on the apple. And then I change my mind, or the balabas urges me to eat, take a grape. And I want to eat the grape. So if in the balabas we said you have to make a new bracha on the grape, if I'm a guest, would I have to make a new bracha on the grape or not? So it's an interesting shaila. And most Paiskim say that you don't have to make a new bracha on the grape. Why? Because we take the concept of a taka de balabayis and chinah, that you rely on the balabayis all the way, that when a person is sitting by somebody else, he doesn't know what's going to happen. And even if I decide at the beginning I only want to eat apples and not grapes, the balabayis, I know the balabayis may urge me to eat the grape, and therefore I don't have to make another bracha on the grape. Continues the Gemara. Ibailuhu. Balem yayim toicham mazim. If they got wine during the meal, will it work on the wine for after meal? So let's just introduce two words. There's a word called lishtois with a tough, means to drink. And there's another word called lishrois. Lishrois means to soak. Wine that's drunk either before or after a meal is lishtois. It's for drinking purposes. Wine that's drunk during a meal, it's lishrois. So our Mishnah discussed the case where you had wine before the meal, that the wine before the meal works for the wine after the meal. Both of them are the same type of wine. They're both lishtois wines. Now the question is, if you didn't drink wine before the meal, you only drank wine during the meal, that wine that you're drinking during the meal is a lishtois wine. Will a lishtois wine work for a lishtois wine? For a wine after the meal, which is a lishtois wine. Ibalu, balam yayin b'toichamazim, ma'am sheyiftas yayin shalachamazim. Imtim tzloimer, if you'll say, as we learned in our Mishnah, the birich al yayin shlifnei mazon, pater es yayin shlacha mazon, that if you drank, made a bracha on the wine before the meal, it also works for the wine after the meal, because they're both the same. Shem the zel lishtois, the zel lishtois, they're both shtir wines. Aval hochen, our case, the zel lishtois, the wine after the meal is on the purpose of shtir, the zel lishtois, but the wine during the meal is a lishtois wine, loy, one bracha can't work for the other. Why? So the two mahalchim. One malach in the Rishonim is that lishrois is not as chashiv, is not as significant as lishtois. And therefore, lishrois wine would not work for lishtois wine because it's not significant enough. But if that's the case, then a lishtois wine will certainly work for a lishrois wine. But the other Rishonim, the Ritva, says that lishtois and lishrois are different characteristically. Lishtois means to drink. Lishrois means to soak. The wine you eat with the food is not called drinking. It's really called eating. And eating and drinking are two separate things. What would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be, if you drank wine, if you made a bracha before the meal, will the wine work? Will the bracha work for the wine during the meal? If you say it's because of chashivas, and lishtois is more chashiv than lishrois, it'll work. But if you're going to learn because they're characteristically different, then lishtois and lishrois require a separate brachas. Halach l'mayis says if you make a bracha before the meal, you don't make a bracha during the week. Rav Amapaita, so Rav says the wine during the meal, the bracha on the wine during the meal works for after meal. Rav Kahana Amapaita, it doesn't work. Rav Nachman Amapaita, Rav Nachman says it does, you don't have to make a new bracha. Rav Shesh, so Amapaita doesn't. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, the Kol Tamida, the Rav, Amri Amapaita. It doesn't work. And Tosfos explains, here we said Rav says it a poiter. that you don't have to make a new bracha. And here we have his Talmidim disagreeing with him. So Taisa says the Rav in his later years changed his mind and he also agreed that ain't a paita. Ask the Gemara, Eisei Rav Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman, according to you, Rav Nachman, that says that the wine during the meal works for after the meal, we learned in a brisa, b'alem yayin b'toicha mazon, if wine comes, if they get wine during the meal, is the halacha, kolach v'echa mevarach la'atzmai, everybody has to make their own bracha. Lacha mevazon, after the meal, echa mevarach l'kulam, so you see that the wine during the meal didn't help, and after the meal they have to make a new bracha. Am le'hoch kamen. Im le'b'alem yayin b'toicha mazon, if they didn't get wine during the meal, when did the wine come? El acha mazon, that's when echa mevarach l'kulam. But if, maybe if they would have gotten wine during the meal and would have made that bracha, they wouldn't have to make a new bracha at the end of the meal. So Taisus Paskins, like I said, that if you make bracha on wine before the meal, it works for the meal and for after the meal. That's why when we make kiddush before the meal, that wine works for the whole meal. The question Taisus discusses is Havdalah. What's going to be the halacha, Taisus says, if somebody makes Havdalah, he makes a bracha on wine, and then right after Havdalah, he eats Malav Malka. And during Malav Malka, he's going to drink wine. Will he have to make a new bracha on that wine or not? So Taisa says, if you washed, which is probably hard to do, before you made Havdalah, so it's considered that the meal began, so the wine, the bracha on the Havdalah will work. But if on the other hand, you first make Havdalah, Havdalah is not like Kiddush. Why is Havdalah different than Kiddush? Because by Kiddush, there's a lot of Kiddush from Makom Suda. Kiddush is connected to the meal. So therefore the bracha on the wine of Kiddush works for the meal. But there's no halach of Havdalah b'makom suda, and that's why the bracha of Havdalah wine will not work for Malav Malka wine, even if you eat Havdalah, even if you eat Malav Malka immediately after Havdalah. Right. The best thing is to drink the wine for Havdalah, make Allah Geffen, and then wash. And if you want to eat wine, drink wine during the Malav Malka, make a Nubari Prayer Geffen. 100%. We learned in the Mishnah. Birach al pas. If you made a bracha on pas, pater es a paperis. Al paperis le pater es a pas. Beishamayim afloi meisekadeiro. So when we learned the Mishnah, we said right away we have to explain Beishamayim. Ask the Gemara, Beishamayim reisha pligi, the Gemara is going to explain its question, is Beishamayim arguing on the reisha, or dimah seifa pligi, is Beishamayim arguing on the seifa? The Kama Tanakama, the Tanakama said, baruch ala pas, that if you made a bracha on pas, potas a papyrus, whatever you'll say papyrus is, whether you'll say it's the appetizers, or you'll say it's the porridge. The koshke maiskadeira, the pas certainly works for maiskadeira. Why? Because maiskadeira is very similar to pas. They both give sustenance. Vos beishamu meima, loy by beisham papyrus loy patrulu pas. Certainly papyrus, which is fish that has no connection to the bread, you have to make a separate bracha. Elafila maiskadeira nam loy patru. Even maiskadeira, which is porridge, which is similar, it doesn't work. I do my sefer pligi. Perhaps beishamu is arguing the sefer. The Tani, it says in the Sefer Birich al Papyrus that if you made a bracha on the fish, loy potter as a pass. What's the Mishnah saying? Pass with loy potter. Av maisik deir potter. Why? Because pass is so chashiv that you can't rely that a bracha on fish should be considered an ikur, and that should be considered the tafel. Not only would the bracha on the fish not work on the bread, it won't even work for the porridge. And the Gemara says, Taika, we leave with a Shaila. It's interesting. I didn't see anybody should ask it. We anyway wouldn't paskin like Beishamai. So why is the Gemara trying to analyze Beishamai Shita if we wouldn't paskin like Beishamai anyway? The Mishnah says, if they were sitting, everybody has to make the own bracha. But if a Sebu, if they all sat together, by a seva, that shows it's a kavias. And Taisa says, nowadays, you don't need that seva, just we're showing that we're all eating together, that one person makes a bracha. So we learned, seva in, that's because they all were kaveya, that they were all established that they're eating together. Loya seva loya. If they didn't do that, it's not enough. Reminu asked the Gemara, it says, a braisa, a sar shayach mederach, if 10 people are traveling, api shukulam oichle mikikar echad, even though they're all eating from the same loaf, kalechav echam mevarach la'atzmai, everybody has to make his own bracha. However, Yashalecho, if they sat down to eat at the same time, Abish Kalech Vechel Oichel Mikikroi, even though each one has his own sandwich, is Alocha Echem Avarach L'Kulam. One person can make a bracha for the whole group. What did it say here? Ketanu Yashvu, that they sat together. Abish Lo Yasevu, even though they didn't recline together. And we just learned in the Mishnah that you have to have a kvias. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Ba Yitzchak, Kigoyin Da Ami Nezel Venech Malach Mabodach Ploin. since they said we're going to eat together this meal in this place, then you don't have to have anything more than that. That statement makes a kvius. Says the Gemara story. Kenach nafshi the Rav, when Rav was nifter, also Talmidah Basrei, his Talmidim went after the Aron when he took him to Kfura. Kihadri, when they returned, Oman Nezav Nechel Achman Nahar Denak, let's eat the meal next to the river. Bos the Karchi, after they ate, Yasvi Kamabayleh, they had the following Shaila. Seba Dafka Tanan, when it said in our Mishnah that it has to be a Seva, does Dafka be a Seva? Ava Yoshviloi, but if they just sat, and Rashi talks and said the question here was Birchas HaMazon, then the halacha is you can't have one person making Birchas HaMazon for all of them. I Dilma, Kivin Da'am and Nezav, and Nechle Rift, but Duchta Plantza, since they said let's eat together in this place, Ki Seba Dami, and one person could say Birchas HaMazon on the whole path, on behalf of the whole group. So Taisa says, why do they only have a question about Birchas HaMazon? And what about the Bracha Rishayna? So Taisa says, when the Bracha Rishayna, they didn't all start eating together. And since they didn't all start eating together, there's no question that one person, everybody has to make their own Bracha. But when they all finished eating together, and now the question is, can one person could say Birchas HaMazon on behalf of all of them or not? But have be Yadayu, they didn't know the answer. Kamar of Adabar Hada, so Adabar Hada got up, Ahad the Kari Lachurei, the Kari Kriya Chrinam. These Talmidim had ripped Kriya on their Rebbe Rav. Now, they again felt the terrible loss of their Rebbe's not being here because they didn't know how to answer the Shaila. So what he did was, he turned around his jacket or shirt, the front to the back, because the front already was ripped. So he took the back, which was not ripped, and ripped it again. Oma, Nach Nafsh the Rav, Rav was Nifter, or Berch Mezana Lagerminen. And we don't even know what kind of halacha and simple shayla birch samozim. Adosa hu saba, until that saba means aliyoa novi, Ramla masnisa na braisa. Ask the question between the Mishnah and the braisa, that our Mishnah says that you have to have a saba, and the braisa says you don't have to have a saba. Since they all established that let's eat bread in this place, kaseba domi, and one person can make a bracha on behalf of all of them. Where is this relevant? This is relevant that people eat together in a lunchroom, in a dining room, let's say by work. It's not like on a Shabbos table or where people are dining together. They just happen to sit at the same table. The halacha would be, if they just happen to be sitting at the same table, that everybody has to make their own bracha, both a bracha rishon and a bracha achron, unless a group of friends or whatever say to each other, let's go eat lunch together, even though everybody, it's not that they're being served one lunch, everybody brought his own lunch, but since they've established that they're going to eat lunch together, so that's called Nezav and Nechle Lachman B'doich Plan, and then one person could say Birchas HaMazon on behalf of all of them, which according to some Achroinim, there's a mile of one person saying a bracha on behalf of a lot of people when it's doable, because it's B'roi B'am Hadras Melech.